Julia and Kevin Garrett speaking last night via Skype with Canada's Global News. Now to Thailand, where a professional athlete from Bahrain was detained recently, and he's facing extradition back to Bahrain, even though his home for the past 4 years has been Australia.
I didn't do anything in Bahrain. I'm a refugee in Australia. I bought citizenship soon in Australia. I'm Australia, not Bahrain.
That's Hakim Al-Rahibi, desperately trying to tell his side of the story while in handcuffs ahead of a hearing in a Thai court. At the end there, he's saying, I'm Australian, not Bahraini. The world's Patrick Nguyen is following this story in Bangkok. Patrick, let's rewind for a minute. Who is Hakim Al-Rahibi?
Hakim used to be a national soccer player in Bahrain. Supposedly he was quite good. But then his fate turned after the Arab Spring. So you remember back in 2011, lots of countries in that part of the world were seeing uprisings. Well, the same thing happened in Bahrain. During that, he was critical of the monarchy that runs Bahrain. He fell afoul of them. He was tortured, and he started looking for a way out. And then, about 5 years ago, ended up in Australia, where he got refugee status. So his life has been going, well, pretty well in Australia. He's playing for a football club there. Until recently, he went on a honeymoon in Thailand.
So he and his wife decide to take a vacation or honeymoon, and that's in November. So they arrive in Bangkok, and he is promptly detained. How did that happen?
Well, it turned out, unbeknownst to him, that his home country of Bahrain was looking for him. They wanted him back, and they had an Interpol warning out for him. So, you know, presumably some agent at the airport in Thailand sees his name, sees something pop up, and then they detain him, and that sort of starts his nightmare. Now, this gets tricky because for Thailand, now they have a choice. Do they send him back to Bahrain, where he is wanted, where he says he will be tortured if he's returned to that country? Do they send him back to Australia, where he has refugee status? So he's now caught in this sort of geopolitical tug of war.
Now, you mentioned this Interpol warning. What is that? Are you saying that Bahrain tells Interpol, we want this guy, put a notice out for him? How does that work?
Yeah, well, you know, Carol, if you rob a bank and then go overseas to France, France is supposed to say, hey, we have Carol, she robbed that bank. Now, you're not supposed to use it if you're a political refugee, but Bahrain says that he vandalized a police station in 2012, and that's why they want him, and that's a crime. The guy has a great alibi. He was supposedly playing a soccer game on television when he supposedly attacked this police station, so that seems unlikely. Anyway, they're using the law against him. They know they can't just come out and say, we want him because he's a dissident. They have to say that he committed a crime.
How about Thailand? Could Thailand face any diplomatic fallout from sending him back?
I think so. I mean, all the major rights groups are saying don't do this. Obviously, the Australian government is saying don't do this. But in the past few years, past 10 years, Thailand has shown this disposition towards sending dissidents back to the countries that request them. We've seen this with China. They sent back Uyghur dissidents. We've seen this with Laos. They've sent back Hmong dissidents. So Thailand is not a good place to go and hide out if you are wanted by your home country and if your home country is authoritarian.
The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Carol.